on the last day of this Zman. By Bez Hashem, when is the next Zman begin? Wednesday, the 25th of January. Hey, Rav Yameinu. So Bez Hashem will resume then. Right, we'll start with the Niggun, right? Okay. And so I figured that this shmooze, this Parsha Shir, would be the final Parsha Shir of this particular Zman. And therefore I wanted to leave us with a message that would be a summary of what we should take away from the Zman. And we know a lot of the Parsha Shirim have different Musar Haskels, a lot of them are Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, different ideas, as you all know. And being the end of his man, I had one specific idea that I wanted to hone in on. And, of course, it has to tie into the Parsha, and Hanukkah, so we'll see how it works. The title of the packet, Lo'olam lo eshkach pikudecha ki vamchi soni. That... we know that pasuk is the pasuk that we say in Asiyim, and it's a pasuk in Tehillim. Kuf Yutes is the big capital. La'olam lo eshkach pikudecha ki vamchi soni, which means that when it comes to learning Torah, you have to have the attitude that when you're learning, you want it to stay with you la'olam va'et. We know we go through so many things in life. So many classes and college and high school and this. And a lot of the times the attitude is, you know, I got to pass the test. I got to get the good mark. And then the day after, you know, it'll stay with me, it won't stay with me. It's not something that people usually focus on, that they want, that should be part of them, la'olam va'ed. But Torah has to be the attitude of la'olam lo eshkach pikudecha ki vamchi soni. That when you learn something, you want it that it should be with you, hopefully, as long as possible. Because you want it to be part of you. It's not something that you just learned and you forget it the next day. You want it that the Divrei Torah should be infused in you. Because that ultimately is what's going to change a person, make a person a Torah person. You know, some individuals, they're so Torah addicted. Every time you speak to them, they have this board, this Dvar Torah, this Hezber. They're always holding. They're holding and learning throughout their lives. And that's what we have to aspire to. That when we're always going to be holding and learning, and we're always going to be thinking back on things we learned, and then when we learn new things, we're going to relate them to the old things, etc. In this week's Parsha, we have a Pasuk. By Yosef, Vayikra Yosef Hashem HaBuchor Menashe. He calls his Buchor Menashe, Ki Nashani Elokim Es Kol Amoli Es Kol Beis Ovi. Because I forgot, Nashe Losha Nashani is to mean to forget. Right, we discussed that on a Ksuba, right? So the halacha is that the Masada Kedushin always has to ask, is the Kala's father still alive? Right? So if Kala's father is still alive, you write Mibei Avuha. Right? If the Kala's father is not alive, then you write Mibei Nosha. Nun Shin Aleph. Nosha means the forgotten home. Because it's already forgotten because she's no longer in her father's home because he already died some time ago. And that's the minhag, that when the Kala's father is alive, in most cases, Baruch Hashem, Bez Hashem, as if they're alive, Bimei Avua. But Lashem Nosha, Lashem Shikha. So Yosef calls his son Menashe, Ki Nashani Elokim. Something was forgotten. What was forgotten? So the Pashup Shot means I forgot all my tzaras. Kol Amoli. But the Medrash Rabbah and Parshas Vayishlach makes the comparison between Yaakov and Yosef. It says Vayavo Yaakov Sholem, right? The pasuk says in Vayishlach Yaakov came back Sholem. So the Chazal say Sholem Begufo, meaning originally Vishakosav Utzolei Al Yerecho. Originally he was limping. He had a broken ankle, a broken whatever. You know, so he was limping. Now he's stark, he can walk well. end, he was sholem b'mamono. That's the arrow here. And Rav Yochanan Omer sholem b'talmudo. That, in other words, his learning was still with him. Aval Yosef shochach. But Yosef forgot his learning. Shenemar ki nashani Elokim es kol amoli ulahalan Omer nefesh amal amlolo. That pasuk we'll see in Mishlei is referring to Limud HaTorah, so Omal is referring to Omal HaTorah. So Nashani Elokim es kol amoli is referring to the Omal Torah, that the learning that Yosef had previously when he was in his father's home, now that he was so many years in Egypt, he was involved in other things, he forgot his learning. He forgot, or to a certain degree. It wasn't the same Shlemus as Yaakov Avinu. Ki nashani Elokim. So, the Netziv, on the first page, asked the Kasha. I mean, you want to name your son after something good. You know, you don't want to name your son after a bad thing. According to this Chazal, it's not so good. You know, he forgot his learning because he was in the... Right? Look in the Netziv. This is the happens to be the new printing of the Netziv. Rav Cooperman, I think Rav Cooperman's son, also Rav Cooper. Gewaldige job. He did on Brachos so far. You know, with the footnotes and everything, the clear print. It's mamish makes the Netziv. You know, they have the old Netziv. It wasn't so clear. Now you have the new Netziv. Very nice, the brown one. Excellent. But this is even better because it has the footnotes. So, this is the super Netziv. So, it's only out on Brachos, but hopefully soon it'll come out on... So, it's called Amolisha. You see, Omal Atkoba Ofen Rav Nivze. He says, I forgot all my, you know, the years that I had to work and it was bad, etc. Then the Hachev Dover, which is also by the Netziv, which in the regular Netziv is on the bottom of the page. Hine Yosef Hayaroi Lome Es Oni. Mishum Hochi Darshu Bereshus Rabba. Yosef Shachach Talmudo. Ki Shanema Ki Nashani Eloskim Es Kol Amoli. By the fact that it says Amoli, that was the key word that the Gemara uses to show that it's referring to his Torah. Because the Pasuk in Mishlei, when it's referring to Omal, is referring to Torah as well. Lola Omer, Nefesh Omal Omlolo. Vu Pele, Eze Hodaya Lashem Shayachalze. What kind of Hodah to Hashem? Thank God I forgot my learning. I mean, like, and therefore, that's why I'm so proud to name my son Bechor, Menashe, because, yeah, well, Inyan, so the Netziv has his pshat, and we'll see his pshat, and Bezer Hashem will try to suggest another pshat that's maybe perhaps relevant to the idea that I want to express to you. So what's the first Netziv's pshat? Inyan shekvar biyarno le'el, she Yosef atzadik lo yashokeid b'torah kol kach. He says, obviously, Yosef wasn't learning so much in those years. He was very involved in the government. Okay, Nenash B'masa Eishus Potiphar. And even before that, he wasn't learning, and he was Nenash B'masa Eishus Potiphar. Yamashakeach Ma'at Ma'at. V'lo me'onso kokach. V'yala hatztik halaz mizeh rov tzar. So he had a lot of tzar. He forgot a lot of his learning. Aval atah shehizmin Hashem liyodo esek shal torach tzibur. So originally he was forgot his learning, he wasn't learning enough, he forgot his learning, so he's very mitzvah. But he's saying now, at least, I'm also forgetting my learning now. But we've got him shakech talmudo, ki the isa b'shmos rabba, reish parshas v'era. Vu choshe v'murutza ki talmud Torah, ki the isa b'yushalmi, brachas ha'osek b'tzarchi tzibu ka'osek b'torah. He says, at least now that I'm not learning, I'm at least doing something that has the status like learning. Namely, that he was Osek B'tzarchi Tzibur. He was Befarnes to the people. So he's saying, at least before when I wasn't learning, you know, Mela, that was bad. But at least now that I'm not learning, at least I'm doing something that at least has the status of Talmud Torah. Because Osek B'tzarchi Tzibur is Osek B'Torah. Mikol Shekein B'mokom Pikuach Nefesh. Olzeh Nosen Hodai El Hashem, Ki Neshani Elokim Lo Mi'atzmi. In other words, Hashem put me into a situation where this is, he doesn't want me to do this type of learning, the book learning, so to speak. So, but this also Tzarek Tzibur has also a gather of learning. So, I'm thankful that at least I have that. Okay, but let's take it in a different way. When I saw this Medrash Rabbah, it reminded me of Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin. Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin is about the Ben Soro Mora. So what is this kid? What does it say in the Bible? He's going to steal, you know, this kid needs to have, you know, parties and meat and wine and his friends and the whole thing. So, I mean, it's not so good, but you don't kill somebody for that. But we're afraid that one day he's going to want his meat, and he's not going to have money, so he's going to have to rob someone or kill someone and get the money. And so we say that we see already he's going downhill. So the Torah says, you know, kill him while he's still somewhat innocent. And that's the whole discussion, you know, the question of Yishmael. Normally we say Basher Husham. Someone knocking? Okay. So, but that's what the Gemara says in the Bavli, that first he's going to do this, and then he's going to end up killing someone. But in Yushalmi, when it discusses his decline, it says like this. He's going to go through their property. He's going to take his father and mother's property. He's going to sit at the crossroads. He's going to harass the people. He's going to kill them. And the last thing, and the bottom end, is he's going to forget his learning. That's like the bottom of the pit. You forget your learning. So when I talked about someone forgetting their learning, when I saw that medrash, so it clicked in my mind, oh, this reminds me of this Yerushalmi. That the Ben Sor Mora, ultimately, he's going to be so involved in other things, in his gashmias, and his getting his meat, and his parties, and this. And what is it going to bring to the end? He's going to forget his learning. Kinashani. Oh. So let's try to understand this more. The pasuk in Mishlei that the Medrash quoted, let's see that pasuk inside. Mishlei Tezayin. Nefesh omel omlolo. Kik okof olav pihu. Now, what does this pasuk mean? So there are a lot of different pshatim, but let's see the way Chazal were learning it was based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin. On the bottom of page 5, Sadi Tesam and Aleph on the bottom, Rabbi Shu ben Korcha Omer Kol Olomei Torah Ve'Einu Chozer Aleha Domei La'Odom Shozoreya Ve'Einu Kotzer. The person who learns Torah and it doesn't review the Torah, he's like, he's planting, so he spent so much time planting, so he might as well reap the benefits. No, he's planting and he doesn't come back to reap the benefits. He's Zoreya Ve'Einu Kotzer. Rabbi Yeshua says even something more startling. It's like a woman who had a child and Chas V'Shalom buries the child. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Zemer b'chol yom, zemer b'chol yom. So you should have your learning like you sing every day a song. So it's the same thing over here. Amar of Yitzchak bar Avdumi, my crush, and Amar nefesh omal omlolo ki akaf alav piyu. What does that mean? So says the Gemara. Who omel b'mokum zeh, v'taroso omelus lo b'mokum acher, says Rashi. Taroso omelus lo, machzeres lo v'keshes me'ez kone, limser lo tam me Torah. Whereas if you, akav alof piyu, what does means you have the Torah, like, it's stuck on your mouth. It's there. So if your Torah is like that way, the shogar b'fiv, you're always speaking and learning, it's always like that, that's your attitude towards Torah. So then the Torah is going to come to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you more understanding in Torah. The Torah itself, if you're Omal, then the Torah itself is going to be Omal for you. So the Gemara here is unbelievable. In such serious ways, it compares Shikchas HaTorah. The person learns and forgets. So says the Maral, page 7. Look at the second arrow on the bottom, last paragraph, column 2. You know, someone was telling me some story about the Chveis, about his vacation in Uruguay, and I forgot some details. You forget Torah. Has a child, that's his offspring, that's him. So any Torah you learn, that's you. Kasher yishkach haTorah shekana kinyan Torah hu nikra havaya shleima. It's something you created and you lose it. Shreklach, what the Gemara is saying here, ki isha koveres banera ki zareya ve'enu kotzer. That's your Torah, that's your essence, whatever Torah you learned. Even if you didn't say, we'll see. You know, Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, a Chiddush Torah doesn't mean you have to come up with something, a new thing. Anytime you understand it with a certain clarity, that's a Chiddush Torah. And everyone has their own Chiddush Torah, because every time you learn, you have a certain understanding. And that's you! That's your offspring! That's you! You forget that, you lose that? Chas v'shalom. Then what? You're a different person. You have to realize that whatever Torah you learn, bein rav, bein lahat, that defines you. That's your offspring. That's your tolda. Bez Hashem, you'll have regular offsprings also, but that's called the offspring also. You don't want to lose it. You lose it, you're losing your essence. The Balatanya, it has a famous section on Hilchas Talmud Torah. And he has, as Rabbi Willig once called this, the biggest chumrah of the century. In Shulchan Aruch Harav, Perek Beis Halacha Dalet. Kol Hashokheich Dover Echad Mimishnoso. Somebody who forgets something from his learning. Machma Shelo Chozer Alimudo Karoy. Male Alav Hakosu Kiilu Mischai Benafsho. He's Mischai Benafsho. Become over Belav Shel Torah. He violates a law. Shenema Rak Yishomer Lecha Ushmor Nafshecha Ma'od. That you violate a law for forgetting Torah. Take a look in the last arrow on the page. The tachlis kavoshu tzbar v'gam leinish yachso harbe alimudo karoy v'lo yimad bezeh machmas shetzorich lilmod od. Which you shan't say, well, I'm not going to chazer, I'm not going to review because there's more to learn. Ki lo alecha hamlocha ligmor. We know Chazal say you don't have to finish everything. Aval iato ben chorim libotol mimena shalol harbos lohose bilimudcha achar kvar shachar chazarta. Meaning, of course, in other words. Yeah, you have, in other words, you'll never be faulted that you didn't finish everything if you were doing more chazara. Because lo alecha mlacha ligmor, you don't have to finish everything. But you're not the ben chorin libotel. Once you finish chazara, you have to continue on. That's the Tanya. Others say that it's not so. There's a brisker of, I didn't put it in the packet, the Brisker Rav says that really is only when the Torah was being transmitted Baal Peh. So if one person would forget, it would be lost. We'll see, there's a Chidah that we're going to see shortly. But it didn't necessarily apply to just Stam that you forgot Tosfos. But the point is, even if it technically it's not so, but you see how much Chazal, especially the way the Gemara says in the Sanhedrin, Inashani, Nefesh Omal Omlalo, that that person forgets learning, he's forgetting something of his essence, he's losing his essence. It's not just a piece of information that he forgot. The story of the Vilna Gaon that Rav Chaim Volozhiner brings down on page 9 in the Hakdama to the Sifra. The Vilna Gaon wrote a perish on the Sifra that's the Yusa, the Sefer Kabbalah. The Vilna Gaon wrote a perish on that, and Rav Chaim Volozhiner wrote a Hakdama to that perish. He says, Shapam Echaz b'yom Echad shal Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, Habu Yasvi Gabe Trei Talmidi b'talmidav HaChashuvim. Two of the Vilna Gaon's Talmidim went to visit him on the first day of Pesach. Me'asher ha'yu yodim zeh darko b'kodesh me'olam ha'flogesim chaso t'chedvas Hashem u'uzo. In other words, everyone knew that the Gaon on Yontif, very happy. You could see the glow in his face. Hashem ha'sas v'sameach b'yontif k'mitzuv aleinu b'saros yisparach shemo. Hashem ha'yu l'hafli. His simcha on Yontif was l'hafli. The Vilna Gaon. But now these students are coming to the Vilna Gaon on Yontif, and he didn't look so happy. They couldn't figure it out. The Rebbe is not so happy. What's going on? They asked him. So Rebbe knew, why aren't you happy? Yontif. He didn't want to answer. The Tzir Mamod, of course, like any good Talmud, they nudged. Lo yochal istapik omar murchrechani lagoyos lachem. So he said, okay, I'll tell you. Masha ein darki me'olam b'zeh l'kayim masha ne'emar daga b'lev ish yisichen al acherim. In other words, you have a daga, so you're supposed to say it over to somebody. Ki b'zo halayla, previous night, whatever. He heard Chidushei Torah from Eliyahu HaNavi. And we know the famous words also here that the Gaon never liked to learn from Malachim because he knew the Amelus. But that's not the point we're making here. And different Pshatim on the Pasuk Olulah Zeba Negev. The Vilna Gaon Shita is that you're not allowed to think in learning before Birkas HaTorah. The Mechaber Paschal only if you speak in learning is also. The Vilna Gaon says even hear her. And he was so excited about that Torah that he revealed to him that night that he thought about it before Birkas HaTorah in the morning. And he says, I was punished that Hashem saw to it that I forgot that Torah. Rule of Fishi Tosso and the Kiyab Shulchan Aruch, Shagam Hira B'Dirvetera, Nesa Kodam Birchas HaTorah. V'nichamu Berchalo Hashem Yisborach Yachzir Rabbeinu Asavei Dosso. So he says, the Vilna Gaon says, that's why I'm so sad. That's why you don't see me with the shiny face that you normally see me on Yontif, because I forgot something. Because Torah to him is so precious. I had this beautiful gold diamonds of Torah. And now I don't know where it is. Like you lose something, you're frustrated, right? You're looking all over the house for it. I forgot this learning. So the Talmidim said to him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you back your Aveda. V'achar zman ma, after some time, shalu achar mehem, echem mehem, im kvar huchzor ol avidoso, v'heishi baruch Hashem, shenis galuli shenis. But you see here, somebody who's machshiv Torah, properly, he doesn't want to miss out on anything, and something he learned for sure, doesn't want to lose it. It's so precious, so precious. Nefesh omal omolo. You lose Torah, and this Torah was not the type of Torah that the Vilna Gaon was so machshir, because it wasn't the Torah that he really was. But still, a chefetz of Torah that you had, you don't want to lose it. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Dustai, Rabbi Yanai, Mishum Reb Meir Omer. Kol ha-shochech dover echad mi mishnoso. Male alav ha-kosuv ki ilu b'schayiv b'nafsho. That anyone who forgets something from his learning is in big trouble. M'schayiv b'nafsho. So the Chidah points out an unbelievable thing. Efshel lomar b'zeh. Shiyadua ki kol echad. So we said, you know, you should never try to chas v'sholom forget your learning, right? But the chidah has pshat is if you forget the Tosfos and Kedushin, so the Tosfos and Kedushin is not going to be forgotten because it's still printed and someone else will remember it. This idea of shochech echad mi min shnoso, the chidah says means it's talking about your own Kedushay Torah. Because if you have your own Kiddushei Torah and you forget it, then it's forgotten. Because it's your own Kiddushei Torah. That's what it's going on. Kol shocheach dover echad mi mishnoso efshel lomav zesh yadua ki kol echad kibel chelko b'torah misinai v'him hu yirei shemayim hu hamotzi l'or asher kibelo mishnoso v'achidush ahu ein acher yochol l'chatsho ki hu chelko v'imzocho v'chidush achidush ahu asher koblam nishmoso v'otzio l'or v'achar zesh shachoch mi'koro zerachol asher chidush ahu ein chochom acher yochol l'chatsho. Everyone in Kadosh Baruch Hu gives people the right to mechadish chidushei Torah. So if this was my chidush that I'm supposed to be mechadish, no one else will be mechadish. Who knows? It may be lost forever. Oh, so what I want to say, Rebosai, to you is the following, and then we'll see the Bnei Sosfar. Whether any individual came up with a, you know, a chidush, and a lot of guys did, you know, when we were chaveim to a lot of different rishonim achronim. But you have to remember, always you'll be able to go back, oh, I remember that day that we spoke about the Tosas Rit. I remember that day that we spoke about the Prima Godim. I remember that day that we did this Russian Ksubis about Pilegesh. In other words, it should be a live thing in your mind. Because when you learned it, it was alive. You'll always be able, so even though maybe it wasn't your own Chiddush, but your learning to you is a chiddush. You're remembering that experience, that day when we sat over this Tosas and we had a discussion. That always has to be with you. That you can't forget. Because Torah's always alive. So you always have to be able to look back. Oh, that Rambam. Yeah, I remember. And this, I remember that guy, he asked this kasha in this year. And then somebody said this, and we had an argument. Remember the life of Torah. Remember that those experiences, whether we finished Kiddush or we didn't finish Kiddush, but those sugyas that we learned, you always have to feel that's always part of you. And if you don't, you'll be a different person. You won't be the same person. And perhaps that's what Yosef wants to remind himself. That Nashani Elokim, that I was not the same person anymore. And even though you say it's a negative thing, but maybe he needed that as a reminder, as we'll see in the Imrei Baruch on Shmos, Bez Hashem, I quote the Shalah, that said that Dafka the Levim named their sons Gershon, Kehasu, Merari, because they weren't in the Shibut. So they had to name their kids like Merari, Merirus, to be able to feel part of the Tsar of the Klal. So Yosef also has to name his son Nashani because he understands that he's not the same person anymore. And once you understand that, hopefully you'll be able to pick up and rebuild. But you don't want to come to that. You don't want to come to that stage. So you have time now during Bein Hazmanim. Pick one in, you know. Baruch Hashem, we spent time with Chazara, we spent a lot of time. But if we don't do that, we didn't spend those 3-4 weeks in Chazara, it would be Nashani. It would be gone. So now, you're going to have, okay, finals, but after that, pick, you don't have to do everything. Pick one or two packets, go through it again, maybe call up your Chavrusa and discuss it. You know, it has to be part of you. You'll be a different person when you forget. When you forget, it's different. It's a different ballgame. Now, everyone's human, so you can't have a guilty complex. But it should be something that you don't want. You want to have a system of chazara. You want it to be alive. You want it to always to be part of you. It's not like a class. That's after the class, I passed the test. I got the GPA, the whatever, 4.0. Boop. So it's good. No, this is your life. You want it to be part of you, la'olam va'ed. 40 years from now, you want to be able to say, oh, I know that ksois, that with the no de Yehuda. Well, the shliach ledvar avera beget balkorcho, whether it's bottle or not. I know those 2 days in Tosus and Bav Metzia what shliach ledvar avera means. I know the 4 shitas in the Prima Gadim why you wash negelvasser in the morning. It stays with you, and if not, you're different. You don't want to lose that, and you always should be wanting to learn throughout your lives on a high level. Have a high level shiur to go to. Today that we have the internet, you can download anything. You know, you can always holding a learning. You know, nothing chas v'shalom wrong with daf yomi. It's a very chashuv thing, but it's not the same. It's not the same. You should aspire that you should always be holding in a sugya, always be holding on a level that you can go to a shiur where you can listen to the shiur and you can see it inside and you can talk about it. You don't want to, because then you become a different person. You're not the same anymore. You're not that same person anymore. And you don't want to be like that. So Yosef said, you need a reminder about that. You need a reminder. So he names his son Menashe, Ki Nashani Elokim. Because I know I'm not the same person anymore. And that hurt him. But keep that in mind. And that's especially Chanukah. What's Chanukah all about? L'hashkicham Torasecha. Right? So that has to be the Zman of Chizuk that we don't want. It has to be the Zman of Chizuk of what? La'olam lo eshkach pikudecha ki vam chisani. That's what we, our voda has to be. I don't want to forget it. So if you can have the attitude, so I have to have chazer everything at once, you won't get anywhere. Hello? A little at a time. Today, I'm going to chazer this Indian. I'm going to go through the Tosis again, and I'm going to look up the Rambam again, and I'm going to think about it, and if I need to ask someone, I'm going to ask him, and we're going to talk about it, we're going to discuss it, and wow! I remember it. Devarim smechim kenisinosam. The B'nai Yisoschar talks about the 8th day of Chanukah. Zos Chanukah. And we're not going to do the whole thing inside, but he points out the following. That we know Chazal say that the Mishkan was finished on Chofei Kislev. But Hashem says we're going to wait till Nisan because that's the Yerusha Nolod Bo Avram, and we're going to do and that's when the Mishkan was Hukam in Nisan, even though it was ready to be up in Kislev. So Kislev was embarrassed, the Chazal say. So Hashem says, I'll make it up to you, Kislev. Chanukah. Yimei Hashmonaim. So he says, Yimei Mikdash Rishon, on the fourth column here. The first word in the line is Mikdash. Mikdash Rishon Bimei Shlomo, Nishlom Be Yerach Bul. The first mikdash was finished in Mar Cheshvan. Tziva Hashem Yisborach Lahamtin Ad Yerach Eisodim Tishrei. So the first base of mikdash was supposed to really finish in Cheshvan, but they had to wait till the next Tishrei. Nimsashin is Bayish Mar Cheshvan. So Mar Cheshvan was a little embarrassed. Osid Hashem Leshalem Lo Osid Yachinuch Mar Cheshvan. That's what Chazal say. I have a piece in the Meibarach and Brachus on this, that the Chanukas Habayis for the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be in Mar Cheshvan, because that's going to pay off Mar Cheshvan for not, because it was supposed to get the Bayis Rishon and it lost that. The time of Rabbi Yisnoim Behanu Chenukiyayim the Mivoy Lamevet Chadoshim Shal B'nai Rachel Ki Al Pi Seder Gedolim Hinei Degel Rishon Yehuda Yisach HaZvulun Degel Choshe Nisan Yer Sivan Reuven Shimon Goy Keneged Tammuz Anav Elul Degel Hashlishi Ephraim Menashe Binyamin Keneged Tishrei Mar Cheshvan Kislev. Hinei achinach harishon shal beis hamikdash harishon, the first beis hamikdash neged Avram nikrahar, that happened the Yerach Tishrei shu chodesh, and the Yerach Tishrei is the chodesh of Ephraim. Chinuch by a sheni, shu kineged Yitzchok, was when bimei hachashmonayim bekislev, chodesh ol binyamin. Chinuch hashlishi, sheyeh b'mehira b'yomein, by a shlish neged Yaakov, yeh b'mar cheshvan, hu chodesh ol menashe. Macheshvan is the chodesh of Menashe. B'nirbaz b'medrash. All these chinuchim shal mikdashim halheim v'chodshesh of b'nei rochim akeres habayis eim abonim smecha. Hine chinuch ha'achron b'pei rabbi yameinu sheva racheshon hine yeh k'neged Yaakov shekoru bayis. That's going to be the permanent thing. The permanent base hamikdash. The permanent base hamikdash. And that's what he writes here in the next arrow. Hine yachinuch v'osi b'mehirah v'chodesh ha'begiyah l'menashe osius neshama chodesh hazeh who al pisei v'yitzir shayachim chodesh kush ha'reach who dover shah neshama nenem nemenu. That the chodesh, the final base of mikdash, that's going to be the permanent base of mikdash, is going to be finally finished in Mar Cheshvan. That's the month of Menashe. What's the pshat? Based on what we're saying, we could say like this, that Menashe teaches us the lesson that what could happen if you don't make something permanent in your being. You had your Torah, but you didn't hold on to it, you got it lost. If you want to have a bayis shlishi that's going to be permanent, that's going to be la'olam va'ed, you have to have that lesson of Menashe, the lesson of Nashani. And that's why the month of Cheshvan, the month of Menashe, it's going to stay with you. And Menashe is neshama, because when the Torah is permanent in you, it affects your whole being, and you're a different person. You know, Rav Shecht always mentions there's the mitzvah haTorah, and there's the reyach haTorah. Whereas a person could be doing all the mitzvahs, but he doesn't have the reyach haTorah. You don't see him as a Torah personality. Something missing there. It doesn't have the Reich HaTorah comes when the Torah is within you. You're holding on to it. You're always in it. It's imbued in you, and you don't want it to leave you. So, and that's going to be the Bayis Shlishi is going to be the permanent thing, because we want that the Torah should be permanent in us. So, if we learn that lesson of Menashe, of Nashani, what happens when a person loses his Torah and he's not the same person? Then you're ready to have a Bayis Shlishi. And that Bayis Shlishi is going to stay olam va'ed, and then you're going to be a person that it's going to affect your whole being, the root of your neshama. And then you're going to be a person who not only has Lima Torah, but you're going to have that Reyach HaTorah. Because neshama is the thing that the Reyach is Nishana. How do you, the Gemara says brachas, how do you know you make a bracha on Reyach? Kol HaNeshama Tahal El Ka. That what's the thing that neshama is nena is from the Reyach. And that, Rabosai, is the goal. That when we finish Zman, and Baruch Hashem, we were able to do many different sugyas, and we had many different discussions together, of this sugya, of this inyan, of Shliach Nasa'eid, of Kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh, and the various different sugyas, and the Orcha Shulchan Shita, and this Shita, it all has to be something that we want that should stay with us la'olam va'ed. And that's the end of the Zman, that now is the time of Chanukah, the time of that Hashkicham Torasecha, Rabosai, we have to be makabel upon ourselves in any way we can. It's inevitable that we're going to forget something. I'm not saying that you have to, you know, think that once you forget something that it's already, but that should be our goal. We want to be able to have that Torah stay with us long ahead. We can do some now and some next semester, some in the summer. Pick one thing. Don't pick the whole thing at once. One shear, one inyan. Go through it again. Look at it inside. Take out your old packet. Look at it. Read it slowly. Understand what the word's saying. La'olam losh eshkach pikudecha ki gvam chi sani. That's the lesson of Nashani Elokim, of Menashe, of forgetting. We have to aspire that Be'ez Hashem will all be the bechin of Yaakov Avinu. But by Shlishi is Yaakov Yisholim. Yisholim means that he didn't forget his learning. We should always be holding a learning, and we should always want whatever learning we have to stay with us. And that's what we should come out. Besides all the other different things we discussed, the midos and chesed, all these things. But now it's time to talk about the etzem learning. Did I look back how much you know from now to what you knew when you first started in the beginning of this year. And you want to build on that. You don't want it to dissipate and then start again. You want to build. That's what Chanukah is about. Chanukah is by Shlishi, Vacheshvan, Vachashkicham Torasecha, Ki Nefesh Omel Omlolo, Ad Kedei Kach, what the Chazal say about forgetting your learning. Menorava Oyum. Norava Oyum, what the Maral says, what Chazal say in Gemara and Sanhedrin. And Bez Hashem, you know, I remember Rabbi Neuberger once said, from Rabbi Friedler, who was Rav Breuz in Muncie, he said that he used to tell, in an Indian, marrying a Talmud Chacham, what's the godless in that? It's not a frumkeit, he says. Because the Talmud Chacham will always, hopefully, be a happy person. Because he tuned himself to have simcha from Torah. Somebody's not a Talmud Chacham is not going to have simcha from Torah. Because you're holding and learning, it's a different thing. You can't explain it to somebody who's not holding. You always have a, once you appreciate what it is learning, then whenever you hear a chiddush, it'll fit into all the rest of your learning. And then, wow! And that fits into that, and it fits in that. Notice he said, the mila of marrying a Talmud Chacham is a mila of simchas achayim, not just of a frumkeit of learning. Simchas, it gives you simchas achayim. This idea is not only for your olam haba. As some have said, it's for olam haza. You'll have olam haza with this. Olam lashkach pikudecha. So as we end now this man, and we're going to, hopefully everyone deserves a break. You know, you work very hard. All these papers. I never wrote papers in college. There was no such thing. Papers. Now you write papers and this. I didn't write. We didn't have to write. I mean, I did my work, but we didn't have. You have all these. I don't know how you do it, but you deserve to have some time off. You come back reinvigorated, but also never forget this message. La'olam u'eshkach b'chudecha kivam chisani, and that's the message, the antidote of the Hashkicham Torasecha, and that should be in your lives always a Toras Chaim and a Simchas Chaim. It should lead you throughout your whole life. Have a record, Rabbi, and then we'll go down Mincha.